AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Biden joined Vice President Kamala Harris at a Labor Day union rally in Pittsburgh. Norman Hall has a report.
Biden said Harris is the only rational choice for president in November.
This woman knows what she's doing. Folks, I promise you, if you elect Kamala Harris as president, it'll be the best decision you will have ever made.
Harris used the event to repeat the administration's opposition to the planned sale of U.S. steel to Nippon Steel of Japan.
It is vital for our nation to maintain strong American steel companies. And I couldn't agree more with President Biden. U.S. Steel should remain American-owned and American-operated.
The rally was held at an International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers Hall in Pittsburgh. I'm Norman Hall.
Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Walz told supporters in Milwaukee,
some of my staff and members of the press that were traveling up with us were involved in a traffic accident on the way here today. We've spoken with the staff. I'm relieved to say that with a few minor injuries, everybody's going to be okay.
More than 10,000 workers at 25 hotels across the U.S. went on strike today, choosing Labor Day weekend to amplify their demands for higher pay, fairer workloads, and the reversal of COVID-era cuts. More protests in Israel demanding the government close a ceasefire deal with Hamas. It follows the discovery of six more dead hostages in Gaza. Rachel Goldberg-Poland touched her heart as she spoke of her son, Hirsch, at his funeral.
I know you're right here. I just have to teach myself how to feel you in a different way.
President Biden says negotiators remain very close to a deal, but he does not believe Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is doing enough to get it done. In a televised address, Netanyahu insisted he would not yield on a demand that's been a major sticking point, continued Israeli control of the Philadelphia Corridor, a narrow band along Gaza's border with Egypt. And he says, no one will preach to me. This is AP News. A Labor Day shooting on a Chicago Transit Authority train in Forest Park, Illinois, has left four people dead. Jackie Quinn has the story.
It's a horrible situation.
Deputy Police Chief Chris Chin on WLS-TV says security cameras helped identify the suspect who fled after the early morning shooting but was captured on another train.
We believe it's isolated. You know, again, we're in the preliminary stages of this investigation, so video evidence is being reviewed.
And the mayor of Forest Park, Rory Hoskins, says
it's a horrible tragedy that four people are dead on Labor Day weekend.
The mayor says the train station sees a lot of crime because of homelessness and drug addiction.
We're calling on our leadership, countywide, statewide, to invest more resources.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.